סימן טוב ריש פחס סעיף א', אז כרוכים המוקופים חיימו ממויסי ישוע בינון, אפילו איבן לפעינו מוקוף עשה עכשיו קוירים בתסבוב, ואפילו אם הם בחוץ לארץ. So the first הלוך אז כרוכים המוקופים חיימו ממויסי ישוע בינון, they read the Megillah בתסבוב. סעיף בייס, כפורים ואיורס גדולוס וכרוכים שאינו מוקוף ישחוי ממויס וישוע בנון קוירים ביודלת. משלבור explains why, כי בימי מרדכי ואסתר was a nest שבכל מוקר in all the cities נלחמו ביום יוד גימל ונויח ביוד דלת, ועשו היסיום משתה ושמחה. שושן הבירו חשוורש gave the Yidden an extra day ולעשו יונטף עד תסבוב, וכיוון שבעשוי הזמן נחלקו לשני יומים, the tzuras advarim was there were two kind of Purims. It was Purim for everyone and Purim for the people in Shushan. So Mordechai and Esther also wanted that ledoiros it will be divided to two. That this will be the tzura. There will be some places where do yudalet and some places where do tesvav. And the tzura of the zecher is as the Yemei HaPurim Nasi, but people remember that it's not Tzvei Purims. People don't remember that it's Tzvei Purims, but people remember that it's two Purims. V'yuroi letake. So how we'll do it? Shekol ir shemukef eschoimo Yemei Shushan Yedem el Shushan. They couldn't say only Shushan will keep 2 days and everyone else. Well, who lives in Shushan? Very dangerous. But they said they had to give a klal that cities that are mukaf choymo like Shushan will be Tesvav, places that are not like Shushan will be Yudal. But Eretz Yisrael was Charevo bizman Shushan. So if the measurement will be Ir Shemukef Eschoyma Mimei Shushan Koyra B'Tesvav, so Eretz Yisrael will never be Koyra and Tesvav. And Tesvav was like the top, was the Choshev. They had 2 days to fight with the Goyim. So they decided to say Mukef Eschoyma is Yeshua Benun. So Mimei is Yeshua Benun, so Eretz Yisrael had cities. Why Dafka Mimois Yeshua Benun? You say Mimois Ezra, Mimois Lechemye. So, the Bartanura brings down, because the first one that fought with Amalek is Vayim Mimois Yeshua, Kach Lecho Anoshim Vetze Vilochem Ba'Amalek. So, it's like the Bartanura. So, Mimele, they decided when they shtel the Tekone, they shtel it Mimois Yeshua Benun. Then your Gemara says Yerushalayim was Mukaf Mimois Yeshua Benun. This is Be'etzem the reason that in Yerushalayim we have Purim and Tesvav, and the whole world kemat has Be'yudalet. Now we have to know these aloches are the hardest aloches kemat that are kaim in Klal Yisrael. The aloches of two Purim. The reason it's very hard, it kimat never happened. People lived in Yerushalayim, they lived in Yerushalayim, they lived in America, they lived in America. These halachos will see that if a person goes from place to place, we'll see later in a second how the Mishnah Berurah says. Now, Baruch Hashem today, the machlekes is a little bit not so stark anymore in Klal Yisrael. But years ago, it was big problems in Yerushalayim when to read the Megillah. And the Alte Shtot, Sechuva, what they call it today, Avad, Tesvo, was not even a Shaila. The Shaila was all the new neighborhoods in Yerushalayim. When I moved to Har Nof, it's a neighborhood in Yerushalayim, when I moved there, so it was a Mesh Shmuel Shapira. He had his yeshiva then, there. They read it, Yudalit. Har Nof. Today, Chutz Har Mesh Shtern Buch on Abrocha, everyone reads in Tesla. If you know to Besak Nesses Agro, Mesh Shtern Buch reads with on Abrocha. Neve Yaakov, 50% of the neighborhood doing Yudalit. And Rabot, this is going to do. Every shul different. Different machleikasim. And that was really the reason that these machleikas really happened was the aloche that not only ira mukaf choyma mimeis Yeshua benun koyre betesvo was the aloche kol asomuch venire also. Somuch af al pi she'eino nire, nire af al pi she'eino somuch. Like this, the Mishtabur at least says. So, somuch af al pi she'eino nire. It's only a meal. So, how much is it? A mile, maybe 2 miles. This is it. Kein de Chazanishan wanted to say, if it's built straight, so there's no end. So the Moshe, you have a city like Yerushalayim, if we'll say that it's built straight, I'm not saying that it's built straight, but if we'll say that his house is the whole time, so Yerushalayim carries on. When you have to have somuch, is only if you don't have near the Chaymas of Yerushalayim buildings, and then B'Tech Samuch, till the Shir of Samuch is an Ad Mil. But if it's a Retzef, that was another Tzad. What is Nire? If you have a city that is Nire, but not every area inside the city is Nire, you could see. You can see a part of Yerushalayim. Look, you can see a house in Har Nof. Could be the whole city already is called Nira. The Poskim came and they said they have also the Eruv and taxes. And Kimat Lemaise, the Ikar Apsak, was an Iskabel that all the neighborhoods, Be'etzem in Yerushalayim, Kimat all the neighbors today are Koyre and Tesvov. Things also changed because in the old days was a lot of big spaces in between one neighborhood to the other one. Today with the Eruv, I'm saying it's a nice Bifne Atzmoi. Last year was a tumult in Ramot. I'm going into it. People asked of Chaim Kanievsky and there was a recording. It was a whole. He said, that's it. The Yudalit, it was back and forth. It was big shilas. Lemaisa, the minig is, and most of Yerushalayim, to be Koyrem Tesvov. Again, Apirim Michal Tekoshinsky, it's the Luach Eretz Yisrael, he holds that it has to be Betoich Mil, doesn't help Samuch Venire. And in Shchunas Etzchaim is a neighborhood that is called Shchunas Etzchaim. When you come into Yerushalayim, they have this bridge. Opposite, there's three buildings that when you come in, they're not asking to sell it to the government. The government can't move them away. And that neighborhood is called Shchunas Etzchaim, is a shul. There they read B'Yudalat with a bracha al Pirim Michal Tekoshinsky ad Hayom Hazeh. That three buildings are not Purim B'Yudalat. A lot of times, it's legit to know. Because not sure if it's Negev, but if someone is going to Chutz La'aretz and you look for a minion, some people go to be Yotze in that shul. Could be it doesn't help, because could be these people are really chayim and tezvav, but they're reading in Yudala, it's not so pashut. Today, Lemaise, they try to find an American guy that is going home and he reads for them. And then by day they import someone from Nairak. But Lemaise, this is the Iker Apsat. Not only that, the Chazanish came, and the Chazanish, maybe put a Chazanish. Mishabur says, we have a aloche, Mukef eschoimo tesvov. Eina mukef eschoimo yudal. He said, the minig today, Lemaise and Roif cities, Yerushalayim will do tesvov. What would be if we have a Yoris amesupokos, Tveria, Yafre? Ayoris amesupokos, if the mukef choimo or not. Shulchan Aruch says you have to read beyudalet ubetesvov. Velo yavol chukim beyudalet. Yeah, it's a mot nazach. So if you have to read in both, and you make a bracha only in one. And the Rana Megillah explains the Alta Shaila, he says, Moshel, in Arba Koises, the Gemara says that we drink Arba Koises. I, why? But you have to drink two. Sofi the Rabbanon. Why we don't say Sofi the Rabbanon Lekule? Because if you say Sofi the Rabbanon Lekule, you will not drink at all. Chur Megillah is the Rabbanon. Megillah is the Rabbanon, say Sofik the Rabbanon Lekula, and don't read Megillah Bichlal. And the Rana explains that you cannot read Bichlal because then you mevato the mitzvah. So why read it first? But it's different. The Rana holds the Maaseh, you only have to read with Mesupokos on the first day. Shulchan Aruch holds La Halacha, you read in both. And the Bracha you make on the first day. What would be a Yoris Asmuchos le Mesupokos? Mishnah Berurah says, there's no din somuch le mesupek. That's a mapitom. Chazanish says, what's the shaykhas? If it's a halacha that mesupek is chayev, so how's the somuch? Mishnah Berurah says, no. Chazanish says, yes. Because of that, Chazanish, Bnei Brak is somuch to Yafo. Well, if you went to one, there's a city that's called Tel Aviv, it's from the Tehran. And there is a part of Tel Aviv is Yafo. Yafo is like the old city of Tel Aviv. And if you, it's one of the ayoros on the supokos of the Mukav Chayim is Yeshua ben Nun. Bnei Brak is somuch le Yafo. Lefide Chazanish is like a building straight to Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak, Ramat Gan, Tel Aviv. If you travel, you don't see a difference. Just, they tell you, now you became to this city, now you became to that city. So in Lederman, the Marshal, they read the Megillah Betesvav without a bracha, Peter Chazanish. Bar Povarsky in his house, I was there a couple of times. They read the Megillah without a bracha, as the Chazanish of Samuch. Again, you have to know, we'll see later for the guys that stuck in Bnei Brak and then they're coming back to Yerushalayim, it's not so possible to be Yotze in Lederman. Because if these people are not chayiv, and you're going back to Yerushalayim tonight, you have to read a real Megillah. So you have to know, even if you see a Megillah in Lederman, Belel Tesvov, that's not for you. Now, it's Bnei Aprozim and it's Bnei Amukofim. This year, the Moshul will take it, Purim the Frozim will be Yom Chamishi. Purim, the Mukofim will be Friday. It's an interesting Purim b'fnei atzmai, we'll get it. It's Mekabel Shabbos, it's Aloche Rechitze. All these Aloches, you have to be maspik everything before Shabbos. You know, some Bochim have Purim 3 days b'chai Gavle. But Lemaise, so the Shaila is Hazeh, Shaila is Hazeh. The Aloche is Mukofim b'Yudalet, Prozim b'tesvov. We know the Marshal Eretz Yisrael, they can keep Yontif one day. Americans, English, keep Yontif 2 days. So, l'chure, you are Americans, you are in Prozim. So you have to keep Purim and Yudalit. I'm a Ben Eretz Yisrael. I would have to keep Purim as well. What is the pshat that all of you are going to keep Purim by Yudalit? I am Betesvav this year. Lechure, you call Pnei Pros, as if you call Chutz Loretz Dike. You call the Mukif, a Pos. I'm a Mukif. The Gemara says, Alken a Yehudim a Prozim a Gorim Beore a Prozis. Algin ha-Yehudim ha-Prozim ha-Gorim ba-Ori ha-Proz. Porus ben yoimo ishmei porus. Mukuf, like one says, Ashichon porus, Mukuf minayin, kal v'choymer. So בעצם זה הלוך פורוס בן יוימו ישמי פורוס פורוס בן יוימו ישמי פורוס מוקף בן יוימו ישמי מוקף. So we have a הלוך that if you למייסת in Purim ביודלד you have a הלוך בן פורוס. If you in Purim and Tzvav and Yerushalayim you have a הלוך ומוקף. This is Be'etzem, the Din of the Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah, when he brings down these halachos that we're going to learn now, he says in the Biur Halacha, Pachat. Se'iv ze, Robu pe'erois of me'oid, ayin primegodim, ve'etakti Mishnah Berurah rak shitas rashi she'iskimo le'ar berishoyim, ve'gam ze be'kip tzur nimrotz. ומכל מוקם, למעשה, אני מבקש מהקוירה, I'm asking from the קוירה, שלא יסמוך אליי. שבור זה דו אלו מקום, not relying on it. לעניין ברוכה. להלוכה, לעניין ברוכה, not relying on המשנה ברוכה. תלויים פה מגודים, של תגיבורים ביור הגרו. שיקוד למעשה, נעת עשוי מחמי, תלויים פה מגודים מצאי, לגוין, של תגיבורים. The Elul could not be sent. Mishnah Berurah was asking, "Leinam Brocha, if the Elul could please not rely on it, why do you have to keep this Mishnah Berurah?" Now, why? This halacha that we call it Ben Poz Shenoso LeKrach, or Ben Krach Shenoso LePoz. We are learning in Yerushalayim, so for us, more be the halacha Ben Krach Shenoso LePoz. That a bacher that goes, some bacher want to have two purim. So you want to go to Beit Shemesh, to Bnei Brak, to Telstone, to have Purim B'Yom Chamish. Then they want to come back to Bnei Yerushalayim to have Purim on Friday. You could have two Purims, or you cannot have two Purims. And what is the Tnoim that you could have two Purims? Or we have guys for Kelt. Masmidim. Or the press. So they don't want to have this. So what they do is they stay in Yerushalayim Yom Chamishi and they leave afternoon to Bnei Brak, and like this they don't have to dance. They don't know. He wants to learn. That's Malagana Purim. Or is this press? You know, he doesn't want to dance. As if it's right. Melchu is the same thing. The guy has two, the guy has one. Both of them are nish normal, yeah? No difference. Well, if you can have two, you can have none. Well, what is the difference? These people, these years, I know the Bochum, the first years they do it like this. If they stay out the Bochum, normally they start to do the opposite. Now the Shaila is, if you could or not, and that the Mishnah Berurah says, not to rely on the Halacha. It never happened in Klal Yisrael. It was not accessible to be one day here and to be back in the other place. Not Shaykh. You went with the horse back and forth. You lost the whole Purim anyways. These halachas, so even that is halachas in Shulchan Aruch on it, it was never Negea Lemaisa so much. B'meile, you now that you know that Yisrael, and Be'etzem you, the first times, having these halachas, we have to go over the shittas. Shittas Rashi, the Mishnah Berurah says that in the Chofetz Chaim, he's following Beikar Shittas Rashi. That everything is nikba lefi the day. If you are in Yudat Lemosh, we'll take Yom Chamishi. So, you are Yom Revi, right? It's Erev, it's Tiny Sester. You want to be a Bnei Brak, you want to have Purim in a Bnei Brak. So, Yom Chamishi, you will be a Bnei Brak in the Shemesh. So, you will become a Porus. Friday, you will come to Yerushalayim. You will become a Mukav. So later when you have to come. But this is Shittas Rashi. If Beb Mukav and Purim the Frost, you are Bnei Brak, Beb Shemesh, you are Bnei Brak. If in that day, Friday, Purim the Tzvav, you come to Yerushalayim, you become a Mukav. This is the Ikar Shit. Shittas Arosh, everything is lefi yudalet. Dahinu. If you were in Bet Shemesh, yudalet, Thursday, Yom Chamishi, even if you come to Yerushalayim, Friday is no Purim for you. Not only that, if you were in Yerushalayim, Yom Chamishi, Thursday, even if you go to Bnei Brak Friday, your Purim will be Friday in Bnei Brak. The day that you tagged, who are you? Is Yudalet. Again, Rashi says, you tagged by the day. From Purim of Yudalet, the Purim of Bnei Brak, you tagged him Thursday. We are. For the Purim of Mukafim, we are Friday. You have two. You can have none. We'll see later. Lefi Derosh is one day that tags it. If you're in Bnei Brak and Bet Shemesh, you dalet. Even if you come to Yerushalayim, your Purim is only there. And Bemele, the Moshe. This is before the Shittas. This is the easy Shittas. These are Shittas that are klor, Rishoyne. So the Moshe, the person that goes to Bnei Brak, Bet Shemesh, tells them, for Purim the Frozen, dances, he sees the Gdolim, everything is kosher, yeah? He comes Friday to Shalayim, there's no Purim. He's drinking. Regular Shvach Adira, yeah? Now, but what is the problem? This Bocher comes to Yerushalayim, and he thinks that he's a knack, and he goes and he's Koyre the Megillah. Comes to the Shtibs, and he's Koyre the Megillah. Now, he's Moitzi, regular normal Bochim, that learned the Holy Yom Chamishi, and they went to listen to the Megillah. He cannot be Moitzi, then. Shlomo Zalman told us, he cannot be Moitzi. Because even if he wants to be Choshesh to keep two Purims, like Shittas Rashi, we are Choshesh to the Rosh, that maybe the Rosh is right, that the day that is the your Purim is only Yudalet. And while Yudalet you were in Bnei Brak, so Bemele you became a Ben Yudalet, and you cannot be Moitzi Da'ilam. Some Achmirim took it to the second level, and when they came back from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, they didn't say Al Nisim in the middle of davening, only in the kind of talk. Not allowed to talk in the middle of davening, say stories. Haman and Esther, the guy said, in the middle of davening. Shabbat Zalman said, it's Purim, Lachal. No, they will see the Ramot, Toim Mishtetomit. 2 days, the Purim, we don't see Tachnun. Now, this is, I'm saying, without the Bayot. Without the Bayot, without the Shittas. That is another Shittas arrived. That we'll get to it in a second. לפי שיטס רשי, that my tag is for Purim the Frozen is Yudale, Thursday. For Purim the Mukafim is Friday. When I need to be in Bnei Brak, the Shemesh, to become a Poruz, and when I need to be back in Yerushalayim to become a Ben Yerushalayim. So I want to say, I'll say B'Ktzora in 2 minutes what is the best if you want to do, and then we'll go over the Shailas. Person wants to be Yoytze Alesh Shittes mit Alesh Pitzlach is to leave Yerushalayim before Tzei Sakichovim, some say before Shkia, but Chasnish says before Tzei Sakichovim, if Yom Chamish, Dainu, Yom Revi, afternoon, Wednesday, right? Yom Revi, afternoon, before it's night, you leave Yerushalayim. Al das, to sleep in Bnei Brak. That Thursday night. To have a das, to come back to Yerushalayim before the night of Friday. Lel Shishi, you're back in Yerushalayim before Tzei Sakichovim. It's not enough to leave Bnei Brak before Tzei Sakichovim, because the whole road is also Prozim. Your Mukofim is when you come into Yerushalayim. So if you want to be Yoytze Alashitas, to have two good Purims, Lekatchile, to be Yoytze Chazanish Mishnebure, like we'll see in a second, you have to be leave Yerushalayim Wednesday afternoon before Nacht. Then when Nacht came already, you're out of Yerushalayim. Al das, to sleep over that night in Bnei Brak. To be there Thursday night, Thursday day, and to try to come back to Yerushalayim before Nacht on Friday. Dainu Lel Shishi. Now, what would be if a person was, so this is the Ikar HaLoche. I'm not saying that you have to do that. Could be with Mischayev and two Purims with Silafide Mishne Brure even without all of that. But this is to be Yoytze Alashitas. Now why it's so important to know all of the Alochas? First, because it's Torah. But second one, we'll start in the second one, we'll see things run wrong. And Purim. Now, לפי המשנה ברורה, בדעת רש"י, a person has to have be there in the morning, the haynu. The משנה ברורה holds, I did not have to leave Yerushalayim before Nacht. The main thing is that I will be in Bnei Brak in the time of Alois HaShachar. Even though I don't have to leave, lekatchile, I have to have a das that I'm planning to be in Bnei Brak when it will be the morning of Thursday morning. I don't have to actually leave. But it's enough that I'm planning to be in Bnei Brak in the morning of Yom Chamishi. And it's enough that I'm planning to be back in Yerushalayim before the morning of Friday. But I could go to Bnei Brak, I could break my tinnitus here, enjoy, find a car, go down to Bnei Brak, be there in Alois HaShachar, around the Gedolim, as soon as Purim, 12 o'clock to drive back to Yerushalayim, drive back to Yerushalayim. This is, you have to know, this is the Mishneh Brura, we call it Ikar HaDin. is mikol makom. The Chazanish said no. It's not enough. You have to be actually already in the place that you need the das to be in the morning. You need to be there in the beginning of the night. Like we said before, I need to leave before it says here and be back before it says. It's not enough that I'm planning to be. I have to have a das. I have to be. It's not enough that I'm planning in the morning to be there. I have to be there already from the beginning of the night. Avad, to be there in the beginning of the night with not planning to sleep there doesn't help. I need the time. Shidas HaMishnebu and the Chazanish. The time that clicks, that gives me the name of Ben Mukef Lefi Rashi, is Alois HaShachar of Yom Chamishi. Alois HaShachar of Friday gives me a din of a Mukef. Lefi HaMishnebu, I get there before, and I have a das already at the beginning of Purim to do that. Later, maybe even without a das, but if I have a das, Tfilah Mishnebura is enough. Chazanish says it's not enough that I have a das. I have to actually be already in the beginning of Purim in that place. Shmuel Zalman says to be choishesh to the Chazanish. And if you were not there in the beginning of the night, not to make a bracha. If I was not in Bnei Brak in the beginning of the night, not to make a bracha. If I was not in Yerushalayim in the beginning of the night, not to make a bracha. To be choishes to the Chazanish. Every time we say, not only the Moshe. When we come back, we choishes to the Chazanish, plus we choishes to the Rosh. So really we have two reasons to be choishes. Now, what would be not the Fidei Chazanish, the Fidei Mishnebura? In the beginning, when I was here in Tainis Esther, I was planning to stay here. I had two Purims. I wanted to sit and learn. I eat Tainis Esther, I finish the Suda, I come up to Bis Medrash, and I see we only have a Zimut. So the whole end of a parting on that day. It's already 12 o'clock by night. I'm going to the neighbor also. Some say. So the Fidei Chazanish is too bad. You're not the end of it. That's what to do. Say that. It's the Gomish. I was like, yeah, I'm a Mishnebura. I'm saying I'm a Mishnebura. I'm a Mishnebura. I don't want to go with the Mishnebura. But here the problem was that at the beginning of the night, I didn't have a plan to beat it. So some poskim hold, even if you're a Mishnebura, it doesn't help. You don't need to be there, but you have to have a das. And some say, Zelom Meshaneh. I could, even in the middle of the night, make a creating of a das. It's also called a das. But while this is a vikuach already, here for sure I was scared to be make a bracha. Where is the case that lefi everyone that will not mechayev you? This happens, but I get 20, 30 phone calls. Every Purim. Bochim left the 8th year, Tiny Sester, they sit and learn. Then they go to the Smedrash, they see the Zimut. They don't want to go to make another Purim, they're Elecha Bochim. But they tell them, Aposhoes, you know, Tat, Gloilim. So they take a car, they drive to Bnei Brak, they plan to make Chaim, Shneiman, Chavamu Gloilim, and to come back. So they left after Nach, and they never planned yet to sleep there. And they start to collect money in every place, you know, they drink. And they call me up, they found themselves in the bed, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. That's what happens with Derech Klal. So now the Bochur wants to know, okay, Lel Purim Gonish, he needs to read the Megillah or not? He was here in the morning. He was here in the morning. Vali never had a das. And the change of the das was Bal Kolchoi, not Midaitoi. then even if the Mishneh Berurah is not chayav. That's a pashut. We'll take another case that happens a lot. The bocher, same bocher, learned here, tiny zesta, finished to eat, went to Bismarck, found a zimun, went to the gdeilah. When he's at Nebek, 3 o'clock in the morning, he says, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm staying. Now, his couple stay. It's the guy that is staying because no one is taking him back. The other decided to stay. He is potter, because he knows it's Baal Kol, he's staying. What if he changes his mind? Some say, Val, he had a das not to stay here, so he's not mischayel. Again, if he has a niche, he's potter anyways. For the Mishneh Berurah is a machlekes. For the Mishneh Berurah is a machlekes. If he's mischayev or not. No. The Chazanish has a chumra. What would be a guy that went al das to stay in Bnei Brak? He's Chazanish, he left in time. 4 guys with a car and everything. Friends from his alta yeshiva, they organized the car. They left, you know, they're from Bochrim, they went Chazanish, they left. 12 o'clock by night, he sees these Bochrim, they're learning Mir. Mishkan Bochrim. He decides he's going back. It's not Elach here, he wants to go back. And he comes back, oh yeah, the fact that they're Machmish Toys, yeah? Now everyone is staying at Bnei Brak. He decides it's not for him. He's going back to Yerushalayim. The Mishneh Berurah says he's potter for Megillah. Even that he had a das to stay at Bnei Brak, but the main thing is mourning. Mourning is the one that kaveh. Chazanish says no. B'shas tchilas alayla, he had a das to stay at Bnei Brak. Because he was there and he had a das to sleep. Even that he changed his mind, he became a porus. So even if he goes back to Yerushalayim, he has to read the Megillah. There are problems in the morning, yeah? At night he read the Megillah. In the morning he needs to find the Megillah. I found it without a broken because it's a das yochid. But I mean, you have to know these halachas. This is one group of halachas. So I'm saying, I'm asking that, I'm not sure if everyone will remember every part. But it's mamash. Totally, every time. Now, we'll go weiter. The Baruch already passed. Baruch Hashem, he has a Purim. But he wants to come back to Yerushalayim to have a second Purim. Again, we said the best thing would be really to be back in Yerushalayim before the night of Lel Shishi. Here Lemaise the Chazanish came with a kulin. But not for you, no more for me. I'm a ben krach lekulal. Says Rav Shmuel says. I'm a ben krach. I live in Yerushalayim. And the tzad of our love is Yerushalayim, yeah. So we'll see later. Some people all about Mitzar of the Sfeikas. He didn't leave by night, he left after night, but he's anyway not in the Al-Shtot. Maybe he's in Yodalit, you know, like all about, you know, he can make Mitzar. But I'm a Ben Krach. I went to Bnei Brak. I wanted to have 2 Purims. But Lemaisa, I came back late. I had a das to come back. Not that I didn't plan to come back. I didn't have time. As well as, what would be a guy that did not plan to come back? He planned to stay there. Then, in the middle of the night, he sees, I'm telling you, the Matzah of the Shiva is shot. So he decides he wants to come back. Well, he was dizzy, couldn't be bothered, he went to sleep. But he wakes up, and now he feels better. But I, being a normal guy, wants to come back to Yerushalayim. I wanted to come back. But now you have to know, there's a big bayah. Now they're working on it now. You know, they're doing constructions, and they said to Yerushalayim, I think they will finish in 10, 20 years. But the hardest traffic in the world is in Purim. Emotional. And the afternoon from here to Anof, I think by car is like 5 hours. By foot, it's an hour. From Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, afternoon is like 4 or 5 hours sometimes. Why? There's one place that has Purim Friday, and there's a whole country that had Purim Yom Chamishi, and everyone wants a second Purim. So you have to understand what happens. Everyone is trying to come into Yerushalayim. So you can't get here in time. It's a problem to get in time. So the Chazon Ish says that a ben krach, that this is my city, and I want to come back to my city, I don't need to be in my city, I have to be here in the morning. If I don't plan, if I want to come back to Svav by day, it's over. Because we said, Alois HaShachar, without that, there's nothing more to talk about. I have to have a das for that, and if it didn't work out, the chazan, but I have to plan really to be here. But I don't have to be in the place of the ben tesvav that will chal on me the shame ben tesvav. While I'm a really ben krach, I'm a ben krach. And I'll say that the lomdus, the lomdus in Nusach. To become a poruz ben yaymoi is conditions. Condition A, to be there when morning starts, sunlight. Condition B, to have a das to be there. C, I have to be there in the beginning of the night to have that machshav. But when I'm a ben, when I'm not a ben yoimoy, be'etzem I'm a ben krach, and I'm planning to come back to my city. I got it. Lefi the Rosh doesn't help. I became a Ben Yudal. He said, "I'm on the Shita Sarosh." So, Lefi the Shita Sarosh, on the Shita Sarosh, the Chazon Ish wants to be made. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, "What is happening with Bochrim?" Again, I'm not talking American Bochrim. We'll speak first. That's a solid gebochim. Higher madrega. That's a solid gebochim that learning in the mir that live in Bnei Brak. So here he's making for them one way and machmir the other way. Again, that's a solid gebochim that learn in the mir, but the city that they live is Bnei Brak. So when they go home for Purim, Chazon Ish says, they could come home late. They don't have to leave Tzeisek Yechovim. Because their house is where? Bnei Brak. But if their house is Bnei Brak, so when they come back to Yeshiva, if they want to have Purim here, they have to be here at the beginning of the night. Because I can't call them that this is their place. Their house is really Bnei Brak. Now, and it's a solid gebochim, it makes sense. Why? They live once a week they go home, once a month they go home. American Bochrim bepashtus, the place they live is here. They go once a home in America. You go once a week you go home. Once a month you go home. Yeah, I'm saying it. So you're already living here. So it's hard to call. So this is what some want to be making. Again, it's a machmer and a maker. Vav will call you that you bnei krochim. So when you want to make Purim of Bnei Brak, b'fi d'chazon ish, you have to be makpid to be there by night. But when you come back, you have a kula like a ben krach. Again, we don't have dvorim mefuroshim on it. There's no dvorim mefuroshim. But this is what the Chazon Ish wanted to make. So again, if someone wants to be Yotze Ale Shittas, and he wants to have two Purim. And I want to say, it's very important. If you do two Purim, we'll try to speak a little bit in the halachas of it, but it's negeah, is to have it al pi halacha completely. Because if you don't have it al pi halacha, so the male is nishta herb and nishta hin, both of you Purim and Dan's are not really Purim. It's a terrible zach. That mechuyim meikar adin, sidorish. It's good Purim. So the best thing is to have a das and to try to go out before nachtir and to try to be back. Have an early suda, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, to come back. No, nothing will happen. Again, if you can, chosh be yoytzer lefi de mishne brura. But again, Rosh Hashanah says, if you yoytzer lefi de mishne brura, not to make the brachas in the second day, or not to make the brachas there, or not to be moitzi someone else. For another reason not to make the brachas, first, because lefi de chazanish, you don't have it. Second, what we said, Lefi de Rosh, you only have your Dalet. Now, there's one more thing. Before we go to the Halachas, a little bit of this. The Rosh, is Machlek is if a person can have two Purims or not. The Gemara says, Okar, Yesh le mikan velekan. Some learn Pshat, Yesh le mikan velekan, he has two Purims. בין עיר שעוקר דירוסוי חייב כאן וכאן בין עיר שעוקר דירוסוי ביום תסבוב חייב כאן וכאן בפני מוישה לרנץ חייב כאן וכאן סיכן איזאי you cannot be חייב כאן וכאן you cannot be חייב two points what happens when you cannot חייב two points so what is the real point now Some say the first one, the second one is garnish. Some say no. If this is your plan to do both, so we leave you in your original city. You can hear both swallows. So then the mamish don't know. So again, it's a great arrival, but it's as my point. Some say no. Chayev bekan vekan means you chayev both. So we have a suffix if you could have two Purims or not. And the same thing is Fakert. If you want to skip Purim. What does it mean? Skip Purim doesn't mean Dafka skip. Happens a lot of times. A lot of Zagan, Erlich HaBocher. All Zachem happens to the Erlich HaBocher. Erlich HaBocher is not going to have two Purim. A normal Bocher. He gets up Thursday morning. He gets a phone call from his parents. Something happened. We need you back home. We have for you a flight, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He runs to the airport. He's left without a Purim, right? So now the Bocher is coming to ask what to do. Meaning to say, he has to go back, it's not an option. Like, his parents didn't want him back, let me say. A day Isaac, he would not be, eh? So he wants to know. The pshat is that this year he would not have Purim. Or, Vali was a ben krach. And you can't skip. So even if he's on the plane, you will have to read the Megillah Tisvov. Or not. Val is planning not to be, so Lemafre it's Yudalet, so yesterday night he missed. Chot you will read today? So what they explain, it's not only a shaila if it's too poor, if you could be oiker a Purim or not, stamps say Shivish Khkira if a person depressed. And this shaila has happened a lot, Kaseda, you know. If you're Rav, the shaila comes up. I got a phone call to leave. What to do? What to do? It's very important. Especially a year like this year, this phone calls happen much more. Because if he doesn't leave Yom Chamishi, he can't get America till Sunday. and he needs to be there. The child is very sick, they don't know what will be, they want him to come back. This is the shayla. So a lot of times, the Moshe, you get such a phone call. You tell the guy to leave Yerushalayim. Sometimes the phone call, if it's Yom Chamish in the morning, it's a bayah. But a lot of times, so we tell the guys that have to leave home to travel to Telstar already. Wednesday night. Hey, they sleep out of Yerushalayim. So they're ready, they start. Or if they want to do Chazanish, I tell them to drive out, to read the Megillah, to come back, to organize what they need to organize. As long as this flight is 5 o'clock in the morning to Germany, yeah? But if he's Chazanish, he has to be in the beginning of the night outside. So he travels to Telstar for 2 minutes. Well, the night started, he travels back into Yerushalayim, takes care of what he needs to take care of. Here's the Megillah in one of the hotels that have a minion. And then he leaves. And I will explain. You'll hop once, how to use the aloch. In Russia, you go to these hotels, you have a lot of, the choshev hotels is minyanim. Because all the people that are going to leave Wednesday night to America, they arrive Yom Chamishi in the morning, they're really going to have Purim defroz, right? Yeah, not a wardlob, it's a big hotel, yeah? All these people are going to go back Wednesday night. And they're planning to hear the Megillah, so they organize them a Megillah, they read a Megillah, and then they have a little party, and then they go. Lefid HaChazanish, these people, they're not pausing, right? Because... So we said, maybe it's the time if you're going back to your place. It's different, we said we had a suffix if you're going back to your place. But if we choishesh, then they're not good. So what will happen to these people? They will leave in the flight in the middle of the night. So the Fidei Chazanish, they don't have the first day, and the second day they also don't have. Fidei Chazanish, they don't have a Purim, these people. So the Eitz is, you take a bus, you put everyone on a bus, they leave Yerushalayim, Znach, the bus comes back in. So the Tchilas HaLayla, they were there. Some say Hashem the Chazanish that he said that it's a garbage. It means they're there for good, not in and out and then out again. But this was the Eitz HaAlamot to tell these people. Remember, my father had to leave once. I remember Shemazaman told him, take a taxi to Telstar, beginning of the night, and then come back and then leave again. Now, in this case of the plane, Shemazaman Auerbach says, we're speaking about the guys are staying in the hotel and they're going to leave in a 12 o'clock flight to New York. Zalman Ba'erbach says, and it's negat to all of you, in a second I'll show you where it's negat to all of you. Don't, if you could, please don't have the minion in the hotel. Read it in the airport. Near the Chabad room there. Why? He says, you're planning to be opposed. But the Vadim is Nishkin Pose. How are you going to read the Megillah? You don't have the temple. But you didn't go out yet. You're in Yerushalayim. There's no poem here. I'm planning to become a pose. You're not a pose yet. The mice, if you read, it's okay. But as it brings down in Alicha Shleime, Roy, where's the Nafkimine? Go back, and all of these yeshivas in Bnei Brak, they have it. Meaning all the Yerushalayim, the yeshivas, they want the boys to come back. Now, not in America, but this is Zachar, it's called Tat. And Bochim and Purim, they want to have what to do, they collect for that. Some cover their expenses, some make money. So it's not those shmuz, yeah? We'll see later. Now, so the yeshivas wants to have that. Like I said, if you try to come back, it's not lemaise. So what they do? The boys that live in Bnei Brak, they go to the parents of Purim, right? And then they come back to the yeshivas in Yerushalayim. So the boys cannot come back Chazanish. Because the parents have Sudas from, like every Sudas Purim, yeah? Sudas Purim goes into the night. Especially Purim the Frozen for sure. Mukofim you try to finish earlier because already after it's Bechlan Nishkin Purim. But Frozen, Shushan Purim. So they make like 12 o'clock is a bus that goes back to Yerushalayim. A lot of yeshivas have these buses. 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, Lomashanah. So what they do? But you know, the Bochum comes to 12 o'clock and it's not the mice to hear the Megillah. They make for them a minion, the Megillah, 10 o'clock. Like you see, there's a lot of minyanim in Bnei Brak for the people that are on the way to Yerushalayim. A lot of people go back to Yerushalayim. They're not going back to the Mir. They're going back to listen to us. Yeah? We're here Megillah when he comes back. So all the people that live in Bnei Brak, they make minyanim. Shemazama says, better not to. Because better, and the tzadi of Mischayev, you will only Mischayev when you come to Yerushalayim. Again, if you have to, you could. I'm saying, why so much to be choishes to that? Bichlal, that's a portion, how much you mischayev? It's like, so there's the nafkamina. I'm saying, it's not negia only to the guys that are leaving, it's also negia to you. Rabbi Liboch asked the stipler if to make shechiyonu in the second day of the Megillah. If you keep two poems, if you can make nochamo shechiyonu. Shat is Megillah b'Arev b'Laila. Nocham ol Purim, nocham ol Shechiyonu. Now we get the Yontav Sheni. Yontav Sheni we make Shechiyonu because it's Kilu the first day. Here's another Yontav Sheni.
So you don't make brachas.
So this type of asked him, what, you make brachas? You make brachas, b'chlav? Someone else reads and you listen. What, you're the Balkaira? So it's taka another reason that it's kidai taka, like we said. Again, you have to know the ikara aloche. The poskim say you could make a broch. The ma'aser da anogim of shemazam was not to. Now the ma'aser kiilu, a group of bochim came back. Say is that no? Okay, you hear the aloche shem, you know everything. The ma'aser, a group of bochim came back to Yerushalayim. And there's 10 guys and they have to be the Megillah. They want to know to make a bracha or not. They didn't come back in time. They came back 10 o'clock. You see what goes on in Shtidbach. It's all minyanim of people, yeah? So the achro is like this. If they came in time, so you make a bracha. Even that Lefid Rosh, maybe not, Lefid Tzad, you can't keep two Purim. Oh, but if you also have the Chshash of the Chazanish, then Shem Zalman said not to make. But again, I'm saying, not everyone has the Chshash of Chazanish, because totally Israeli Bochim, American Bochim. It's kedai to find a Bochim that lives in Yerushalayim, that he at least will make the Brochas for the Oil. Now, it's not to get to today's Shir, just to have a Dovah Sholem. In Purim we have Matonis Lev Yoinim, Mishloach Mones, and Anisim. You have to know, if you do two Purims, you have to do also Mishloach Mones and Matonis Lev Yoinim. Now you have to know, I'll get it, Be'ez Hashem, the Shiurim of the other Halachas, how you give Matonis Lev Yoinim. So then you see, in Yeshiva people will start, Shtei Yoinim Udorim, Now, you gave in Yerushalayim Matonas Levyonim. They're planning to give it out Friday. You go to Bnei Brak, you need Mishloach Matonas Levyonim Friday, Yom Chamishi. And not only that, you need it, a lot of shittas to be given to poor people that are prosim. It's not enough that it will be given, even in Yerushalayim, it's not enough. Or, the Moshe, you give Mishloach Manas. You have to give Mishloach Manas. And Frozen. Now here's another Chumre. A lot of times, Bochum give each other. You have to know, that Bochum could be, didn't go to Halacha Shir, he doesn't know the Halachas. So it could be he's running around in Bnei Brak, but he's a Yerushalayim guy. You give Mishloach Manas, it's Golish. And after that, you see guys collecting money, your neighbor. Oh, you found out of Yoinim, they're collecting money. The guys that came from Yerushalayim, they took the first bus in the morning. They're not named like that, guys. And the same thing in Yerushalayim, when you give a ton of Yoinim, a lot of times it's the Bnei Brak guys. So you have to be makpid when you do two Purims to do the Mishloach Moles and Matanas Lev Yoinim with all the mitzvahs I have. What's that?
Difference where the money is from. I have to give to the heavens.